Well, we're talking to Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Hey, I really enjoyed kind of looking at your new stuff in the shop this weekend, and you did get some pretty cool stuff in.
Yeah, we just got another box from Reddington, Fish Pond. I got a ton of locally made spoons in over the weekend. I think he's dropping off more today. So for the guys that are getting ready to get their boats out, we've got quite a few new options for you.
Yeah, you just took in a whole bunch of different crankbaits, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I did get a large lot of used tackles. So I got a bunch of bombers, reef runners, a lot of really good walleye stuff, and coho stuff.
Well, you mentioned coho, and that's kind of a good segue because I wanted to find out the report from you about the big lake fishermen from a small craft boater's perspective and also those that are fishing the river mouths. What's the report for coho, browns, steelies out in the big lake?
From what I've been hearing lately, the guys that are trolling are doing a little bit better than the shore anglers when it comes to the river mouths anyway. But there are guys casting at a lot of other locations around me and towards Big Bay and that. They're doing very well off the shore.
Now, are they fishing spawn or are a lot of people fishing, you know, the standard Cleos, KO Wobblers, that type of stuff?
Mostly casting. Yeah, Cleos, KO Wobblers, crocodiles, and definitely the larger sizes and mets. Got a lot of guys picking those up, too.
Well, you know the next question. What's the hot colors?
It's mostly been orange. Orange and gold.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing, but you know, the classic blue and silver Cleos, blue and green.
What's the hot size for, say, little Cleos?
Two-thirds to three-quarters.
Okay. Depending on the current, obviously, and that kind of thing, I'm sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, what else with the trollers out there? Are they trolling mostly crankbaits then, and what the hot colors are there?
As far as the crankbaits, I'm hearing clown has been a hot one, and like the metallic clowns. But I'm also hearing about spoons, patterns with orange and gold in them, you know, something along the lines of monkey puke are working well, something with orange and gold. You know, there's a lot of varieties out there for that. But they don't seem to be too picky. I think guys are doing well on a lot of colors right now.
Well, that's good stuff right there. Anything I didn't ask you about you want us to know?
Oh, I've got new spinners from Superior Fishing Lures.
Hmm.
A lot of new spinners, actually. He brought in like 30, 40 cards. So you might want to check that out if you're looking for a cheaper alternative.
Fantastic. Good stuff, Nick, from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. As always, thanks for the insight and information.
Anytime.
This is The Outdoor Show.